Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is up? I'm so excited to have this chat with you. This is something that hits really home for me, so it's going to be a really good conversation. If you are someone who has PCOS and you're trying to get pregnant, whether you're trying like actively right now or you plan on getting pregnant ever in your life, this is so freaking important. Honestly, if you have PCOS and you never want to get pregnant, this is really important. And even if you're someone who doesn't have PCOS, this is still something that's really important. So really, if you're anybody, I'm glad you're here. Let's get to it. This is going to really, really help you in your overall health and feeling better in all the things. What we are specifically talking about, though, is if you do have PCOS and you are trying to get pregnant, you really have to master this one thing to actually get pregnant. Now, of course, if you're new here, because we have so many new listeners, which if you are new, welcome to the fam. I'm so happy you're here. This is coming from someone who has PCOS, okay? I personally have PCOS. I did get pregnant on the first try, even though I do have PCOS, because I finally learned how to actually heal the root causes of it. One of which I'm obviously going to talk to you about right now, but that wasn't like what my story always was like. And I'm super open about getting pregnant on the first try. And that could be very triggering to some people. Some of my clients who have ended up hiring me would say to me, like, it's actually was super triggering for me to hear that you got pregnant on the first try. But then I like, you know, heard your story and stuff. And I was like, okay, wait, like, this is amazing that she's showing me what's actually possible. Like, if she could do it, I could do it. And that's why I talk about it so much, because I want you to know what's actually possible for you. Because I went a whole decade of getting maybe 3 periods a year, literally maybe 3 a year, my whole life. I got my period when I was like 15 and a half. My period would come maybe 3 times a year. My gynecologist was always like, oh, it's totally fine. It's normal. Like, as long as you get 3 to 4 periods a year, like, it's not a problem. I was like, okay. And they're like, you know, if you're not trying to conceive right now, like, you know, when and if you are, we'll, you know, you could come back. We'll talk about medications, whatever. I was like younger at the time, right? Like, this was always my life. It was always, I just thought this was how my period was. That's literally what I would tell myself. And then I went a full 2 years without any period at all, like literally not one dot of blood. And then I was like, maybe I should start looking into this. Once it was like 6 months, a year without it, I'm like, something is going on. Obviously the gynecologist was like, oh, we can just put you on birth control. But like, I did not want to do that. And on top of the period being not being there, which honestly at the time I was just like, I like didn't really start paying attention to it until it had been like a year and a half. And I'm like, okay, something's going on. But I also had migraines, monthly debilitating migraines. I had IBS, like bloating, constipation, gas, all the things. I had excess facial hair. I had bloating. I always said that bloating, constipation. I had body rashes all over, like not consistently, but they would come and go. It felt like I wanted to take a rake to my legs. I tried everything. It was so horrible. I would just not easily able to maintain a healthy weight. And all of this was coming from my PCOS, but I had no idea it was coming from that because my blood work was coming back normal. It was a whole kit and caboodle, which I know I'm sure you can resonate with in some way, shape or form. And I had no clue what I was doing. I had no idea that all of this was connected. I had no idea how to actually take care of myself with PCOS. I was just told like, here's medications, blah, 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 right? And the thing with PCOS is it is a full body metabolic disorder, which means we have to learn how to actually live our day-to-day life. We have to learn how to actually eat in a way, exercise in a way, and just live our lives in a way that actually supports our PCOS, the root cause of it, instead of our PCOS running the show. Because people will be like, oh, I just have PCOS. Like, I'm just going to be overweight, or I'm just, and also some people with PCOS do not have like weight struggles, by the way. I'm just not going to have a regular period. I'm just going to have to do IVF. Or I'm just going to always have acne or facial hair growth or whatever it is. Like, that's not true. It's just because we have to live in a more specific way and be more intentional about stuff than people who don't have PCOS, because this is a lifelong metabolic disorder. And the one thing that you have to master, okay, this is essential. Are you listening? Are you listening? Turn up your radio. If you're driving right now, turn up your AirPods, like whatever is going on. Insulin resistance is a major root cause of PCOS, okay? We have to learn how to regulate our blood sugar. This is essential. And like I said at the top of this, whether you have PCOS or not, blood sugar regulation is so important. I've never worked with a client that has not had some form of blood sugar dysregulation. And that, again, and I don't only work with clients with PCOS. I've actually worked with more clients that don't have PCOS than do. It's just like the way the cookie crumbles. But anyway, it's extremely important for our blood sugar to be regulated. This isn't just for PCOS people. This is just for people with diabetes. But if you are listening to this and you do have PCOS, it is extremely important because insulin resistance is a major root cause of PCOS. Okay. And when we have insulin resistance, which what insulin resistance is that our cells are not responding to glucose coming into our actual bloodstream. And it's not responding to insulin, trying to open up our cell door to get the glucose out of our bloodstream and into the actual cell to be used as energy. So instead, because our cells are resistant to the insulin, it's not hearing the insulin. It's just the glucose is just staying in our bloodstream, floating around, causing blood sugar dysregulation. It's going to cause our pancreas to produce more and more insulin because it thinks that we don't have enough because the cells aren't responding to it. It's a whole thing. Okay. I have a whole blood sugar regulation masterclass, which I'll talk about at the end, but where I like really dive into this, but it is something that if you have insulin resistance, which if you have PCOS, this is something you need to work on 100% of the time, it causes our ovaries to produce more testosterone, which is why you might have cystic acne or facial hair growth or the inability to maintain a healthy weight. And obviously it's going to affect you regularly ovulating, getting your period, getting pregnant, all the things. And when you do have insulin resistance or blood sugar dysregulation in general, it puts a massive stress on your body, which of course also affects you ovulating and getting pregnant. I remember the first time I ran the Mind Your Hormones method. That's my course, which is like passive now. You get it. You go through it on your own. We have like quarterly calls and stuff, but it's mostly passive. I used to do it like at a 10-week program where I had weekly calls with them, like kind of as I was creating it. This was back in 2020. And I remember my first group, one of the women, she actually came on the show a while back. Her name is Gracie. Gracie, if you listen to this, what's up? But she, I interviewed her on the show, but I remember she had cystic acne. She had PCOS and it was so bad, like all over her body, her face, like painful. And once she obviously went through the Mind Your Hormones method and regulated her blood sugar on top of the other things we do in there, it totally went away. So like it's happening for a reason. You're not just stuck with these symptoms if this is something that you are experiencing on top of your inability to get pregnant, right? Okay, so anyway, puts a massive stress on your body, all the things. It is impossible for your fertility to improve until you master your blood sugar regulation with or without PCOS, okay? Impossible for fertility to improve without this, okay? Okay, I need you to know about this company because you know me. Once I fall in love with something, I'm like, I gotta let you know because I'm obsessed with it. I have really high standards when it comes to what I'm putting on my body, what I'm putting in my body, all the things. So when I vet something, you know that shit is top-notch, high quality, okay? I did all the work for you and I also use it in my own body. And that company that I'm talking about is Gut Personal. I've been using them for over 2 years now, consistently every single day because our gut is so freaking important. It's literally the center of our health. There is absolutely no way to have a healthy cycle, healthy fertility, energy, clear skin, happy moods. Like it's impossible to have any of those things without your gut being supported because your gut is connected to every single thing in your body. Well, everything in your body is connected, but your gut really is the center of it all. It houses your immune system. It's connected to your brain. It's where we absorb nutrients. It's where we expel excess hormones and toxins out of the body. Like it is so freaking important. And unfortunately, there's so many products on the market, specifically probiotics that are absolute garbage that are not doing anything to support your gut. And Gut Personal is literally, it's designed to personalize gut support for you. They have a quiz that you could take on their website. If you go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, there's a free quiz. It takes like 5 minutes and you're going to input any symptom that you maybe have. Maybe you have some acid reflux or constipation or diarrhea or migraines or recurrent UTIs. Maybe you're recently on an antibiotic. Maybe you're just like, I'm pretty good. I just maybe have a little bit of low energy. I want to support my fertility. You could put all that in there and it's going to recommend which probiotic is going to be best for you because I have a few different ones. And then what other supplements on there are going to really support you for where you're currently at right now with your gut health and with your overall health, which is so amazing. I love it so much. Again, they have a ton of different prebiotics. I love their prebiotic is awesome. And if you're just like wanting general probiotic health, their go-to is great. If you're really in like a healing season, if you were just on birth control or antibiotics or whatever, the booster is great. But again, I really want you to take their quiz. But the things I take every single day without fail and that I recommend you take, no matter what your quiz says, is their Miracle Worker Magnesium. You already know I'm obsessed with it. It helps your poop better. It helps you sleep better. Magnesium bisglycinate is the form that we want, not any other form. This is the form that's most absorbable in the body and is most tied to supporting your hormones. It is essential for you to take it, whether you are trying to conceive, whether you are pregnant, whether you're postpartum, whether you want a healthy cycle, whether you're anybody in the literal planet, we need to be taking magnesium. So their magnesium bisglycinate Miracle Worker is a non-negotiable. I'm obsessed with their vitamin D3 plus K2 sunshine drops. They also have it in a capsule form, but I prefer the drops, so you could really tailor your dose specifically to you and what you need for vitamin D, because that's going to be different for everybody. It's also going to depend on how much vitamin D is in your multi or your prenatal and stuff like that. So I really love that. They also have amazing greens and reds powders if you're looking for a good green powder. They have a women's probiotic if you're like, oh my God, I got UTIs. Like, what's going on? That's really helpful for you. Like, they have, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. I love their soother. I love the healer. Just go to their website, gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Take their quiz. See what comes up for you. But again, my diehards are the Miracle Worker Magnesium, their vitamin D3, K2 drops. I love their greens and reds powder, their prebiotic, and then one of their probiotics. But if you have any questions, obviously come find me. I know you're going to be obsessed with them. They're super high quality. My friend actually recently just purchased a ton of them, and she has been working on her gut health for literally years. No joke, since she's postpartum. She messaged me. She's been on it for 2 weeks. She was like, oh my God, Corinne, I'm literally crying. Like, I just had my first normal poop in 2 years. I'm like, yeah, girl, Gut Personals, what's up? Okay. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Use code Corinne, CORINNE, at checkout for 10% off literally anything on their site. You get 10% off. And if you have any questions, come let me know. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne, code CORINNE at checkout. This one rule that I'm going to teach you is going to make a massive difference in your blood sugar, and it's the first step to really getting your blood sugar under control. Okay, the very first step. I'm going to give you two steps, okay? I'm going to give you two steps because I'm like, these are so important, okay? The first thing is I want you to pair every single meal that you have, I want you to pair with a protein, fiber, and a healthy fat combination. That combination is what really helps stabilize your blood sugar, okay? And that way that you, so a lot of times people will just have like a salad with grilled chicken on it, or oatmeal with berries, and like snack on some crackers or snack on an apple. Have just eggs with toast or something for breakfast. I did actually a whole nother episode recently on like, is your breakfast supporting your fertility or not? So you can go back and listen to that. But we need to have a protein, fiber, and healthy fat combination so that you can actually stabilize your blood sugar. That is so, so, so essential. I have a completely free training that I want you to download, and it teaches you about different plant protein sources, fiber, and healthy fat sources. Because some people are like, okay, like what are healthy fats? Like I know avocados and like seeds, but like what are some healthy fat sources? Or like plant proteins, like what are they? I'm personally plant-based. So I'm in that free training, I go through everything for you, like exactly how to do it, the different types of sources, and exactly how to create these meals with that combination, so you're actually able to make meals as blood sugar balanced as possible, so you can start seeing a difference with your PCOS symptoms and your fertility, and you will notice a difference very quickly when you start doing this, because your blood sugar is not only something that affects you like long term with your periods and with your ovulation and with actually getting pregnant, but it affects you in your day-to-day life. And you might not even realize that some of the symptoms that you're having is coming from blood sugar dysregulation. So like some of the things that you could experience that could be linked back to this are cravings, mid-afternoon crashes, like you're falling asleep on your drive home from work, or you're wanting to take a nap, or you need another type of coffee, like that kind of crash, migraines and headaches, waking up in the middle of the night for quote unquote no reason, you're hangry between meals, like you need to eat immediately or else you're like, oh my God, what the hell is gonna happen? Maybe being shaky in between meals, like you literally feel yourself crashing, brain fog, like you're talking to your friend or your partner and you're like, oh, there's like a cloud over my head, like I don't even know what you just said, like you can't even hold a conversation. Mood swings, like all of a sudden after you eat, maybe an hour or two after you eat, you're just in a bad mood for no reason, right? Inability to maintain a healthy weight with ease, irregular ovulation, fertility challenges, cycle problems like PMS, cramps, all of this can be linked back to blood sugar regulation. So if you experience any of that, you have experienced blood sugar dysregulation. And if you have PCOS, this is something that you need to learn how to master. Okay. So the very first thing I want you to do is pair every single meal with the protein, fiber, and healthy fat. I want you to download that free training so you have exactly like what to do in there. And then the second thing that's extremely, extremely important is eating before you have any type of caffeine. Okay. Like please, please, for the love of all things holy, do not have pre-workout or coffee or any kind of caffeine before you eat breakfast. What a good way to jack up your insulin resistance, to jack up your blood sugar, and to make it way harder for you to get pregnant. Okay. It's such an easy switch. Like, please just trust me on this. Okay. Trust me on this one. Okay. Those are the two things I want you to really, really focus on. Get that free training. Obviously share this episode with anybody who is trying to conceive in general, but especially if they have PCOS. And the other thing that I want you to know about is I have a masterclass that is dives so deep into really mastering your blood sugar. Like that's what I really want you to do. Definitely get the free training. That's going to make a massive difference. But especially if you have PCOS, this is something that is not like just what you're going to do for like a little while. Like this is something that you need to know how to do forever and ever. Amen. Right? Like, cause again, it's a lifelong metabolic disorder. So knowing how to be able to stabilize your blood sugar, even when you're going to have more sugar than usual, even when you are going to be going out to eat or going on vacation or, you know, all the things. And it's not just about how we're pairing our foods together. That's obviously an amazing start, but there's so many deeper layers we could go into this. And I want you to feel really confident in like how to prevent your blood sugar from actually dipping and spiking, because prevention is key. How you can obviously eat sugar, certain foods, drinks without completely sabotaging your blood sugar, because the answer isn't completely banning carbohydrates and sugar completely from your life. Like that's not realistic and it's not the answer either. And I want you to really know what to do when you know your blood sugar is off. Like that is so freaking important, because you're not perfect and we're never going to be. And sometimes it's going to happen. So we have to know how to get ourselves back into balance. So I dive a lot into that, into the blood sugar masterclass. I'm going to put that link below for you. That's an amazing place to start. If you're like, I don't really want a whole course or working together one-on-one, but like, I really just want to know kind of where to start and where I could see massive changes in my fertility and my PCOS. That's highly what I would recommend. Okay. So I'll put that in the link below for you. Definitely get the free training as well. It's going to be super, super helpful for you. I hope this was helpful. I know the training is. I know this is going to make a massive difference when you stick to this, when you're consistent, because we have to do this for our PCOS. This is one of the things that made the biggest difference in me getting my period back, because I was someone who would just have green smoothies for breakfast with no protein in it, no healthy fats. It would just be like spinach and berries and celery and stuff like that. And I would have it every single morning, not knowing that that was sabotaging me even more. Like I would have an apple for a snack. Like I would do these things. I would have just like a bowl of quinoa with vegetables, like thinking I'm being healthy and I'm actually sabotaging myself, right? So I really want you to get these trainings. I know it's gonna be so helpful for you. I'm excited for you to get into it. If you have PCOS, share this with another friend who has it, or just anyone who's trying to conceive. Come DM me on Instagram at Kranangelica. I want to know how this is supporting you. I love you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.